Because do you like to get the Land Use Committee meeting called to order? Let the record reflect that we have Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Diller with us this evening, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Bell, Holland, Smiley, Weiner, Cartier. My aide Valerie is taking the notes. Council President Bullock has joined us. Can I have a motion on the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are adopted. First item on the agenda is a resolution on the renaming. Councilman Smiley.
As per title, to rename the residential subdivision recorded as Taylortown and Village of Windover, located west of Smalley Dam Road, east of Sawsmith Drive, and north of Penn Drive, tract parcel number 10-039.10-001, to Evergreen Apartments at Christiana Reserve. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Questions, members of council? Councilman Bell.
Yep. Just for the record, I did converse with Chief Miller of the Emergency Communications. We have land use here also. I kind of question in my mind when you look at the two resolutions, two separate locations, and they start out with Evergreen Apartments. One is Christiana Reserve, the other one is Riverfront Heights. So I just want that to be on a record, because when an emergency is occurring and people are in a panic or they're trying to get their children out of a burning building, a lot of times they may only be able to get out if they're in Evergreen Apartments. Two completely separate locations, and I know sometimes you get folks that want to rename or want to build apartments and ask, but I do have a serious concern over both of them being named the same in the front, and then the two separate locations, because you know folks don't always give you all the information, so that's a concern.
Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I'll just say I always thought that. These, before they got to us, these were run through public safety mm-hmm. and everywhere else. In this situation, I understand what you're saying, but I believe if the call comes in, the zip code also comes up. I believe these are two different zip codes.
Yes.
I would say, but I know what you're saying,
yes.
But apparently, I mean, I'm yep. just saying I've never heard of the confusion, because for my own neighborhood, we have Swamlock Gardens, we have Swamlock Estates. They all start with Swamlock, but I understand it's definitely something to be cognizant of.
If they were adjacent to one another, it'd be one thing, but with them being at two completely separate locations, it does give me, as an individual person from public safety, a concern over it. So I just want that to be on the record. Certainly communications and public safety in general and land use spoke about it, but I think this could lead to confusion.
Well, hopefully it doesn't cause you any more concern, but these aren't the only two.
Oh no, I know, but that's why.
Right.
That is why.
There's more evidence.
Years, that's why we changed it through the years.
Uh-huh.
The communications and land use must review and must come back with a recommendation. It wasn't always that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was everybody renamed everything the way they wanted, and that's what caused the confusion. Okay, but like I say, this was explicit in the fact that it was to try to avoid any confusion under emergency situations. So I don't agree with it, for the record.
All right, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I commiserate because I have folks fighting over the name Centerville and House Village.
We went through that.
Yes, we did.
Right. Yeah. And just...
Yes.
Yeah. Certainly...
but there's only one greater Newark.
That's right.
And Councilman Bell, that could very well be something that you might want to have a discussion with 911, because they did issue the positive recommendation saying they're perfectly fine with it. So
and
you may want to have that yeah. you know, conversation with them. Perhaps maybe we may see some legislation to say you can't have the first same name. I don't know.
That's fine. I just for the record, that's exactly why we did it through the years and changed it, and I'm just, it gives me concern as an individual.
Yep, good. Okay, next item on the agenda, resolution, Councilman Street, renaming of Evergreen Apartments. Anybody have any concerns or questions on this?
Councilman,
same thing.
Yeah, Councilman Street said he hasn't had any calls or concerns.
Good, okay.
Title.
All right. Questions on the council? Anybody from the public? All right. What's the presentation? Oh, you just put that on there. Anybody have anything under other? Other, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to go off topic and get in trouble with council to council because it's not advertised. So I just want to say,
too late.
If anyone happens, if anyone's planning on getting grant applications for people to upgrade their property or anything, you may want to get your grant application in for the first meeting in June, because the second one is June 28th, and it isn't going to give a lot of time. Think about it, Dave.
Well, I'm still working on my garden in the backyard for my farmland preservation application, so.
I got my check.
Public comment.
How much did you want?
Any public comment? No? Okay, motion for adjournment.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Told you it'd be fast.